Irish businessman Dennis O'Brien urging the international community to increase its financial support to Jamaica in light of the devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa. This is WAVS News. Dennis O'Brien says global partners, particularly the European Union, United Kingdom and United States, can and must do more.
There's a real responsibility by the European Union and the British government to do something, and I'm hoping that the European Union and the British government would reconsider the level of funding that they're going to make available. And indeed, I hope the United States, even in this political climate, will also do something meaningful given the long, long relationship between Jamaica and the United States.
O'Brien has been sharply critical of the UK government's aid package in the amount of £7.5 million. He describes it as inadequate given the scale of destruction. In addition to the aid, the UK government deployed the Royal Navy to Falmouth, Trelawney Parish to provide technical expertise on infrastructure assessments and emergency repairs. It also donated shelter kits and solar-powered lanterns. O'Brien is calling for additional funding to rebuild the education sector, noting that several schools in St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland, St. James and Hanover parishes were severely damaged.
The most important thing at the moment is to get children back into school so they don't miss the school year. And when you look at the number of schools that have been damaged, it's absolutely shocking. My office in Dublin has been in touch with the Permanent Secretary, Dr. Troop, in the Ministry of Education. And because we have identified a school in Black River, a high school there in St. Elizabeth's, in a personal capacity, we're going to give Jamaican dollars $40 million towards the rebuilding of this school.
In Trinidad and Tobago, meanwhile, police are investigating an incident involving a seven-year-old student at the Gasparillo Government Primary School who was hospitalized after reportedly being pushed on school premises. Reports say the child was taken to the casualty department of the San Fernando General Hospital Wednesday with abdominal pain. Upon examination, doctors found that the child was in a critical condition, unconscious and suffering from a ruptured spleen. He was subsequently transferred to the intensive care unit. In Barbados, Minority Senator Andre Worrell accusing the government of borrowing millions but with little to show for it beyond tourism projects. Worrell says the Development Bank of Latin America could help Barbados reach its development goals but says there was already an issue with excessive borrowing and multiple loans to be repaid.
This government has borrowed money as though there's no end. They have borrowed for rainy days that will come probably in the next 30 years or so. Borrowed as though the money has gone out of style. But we have not seen the utilization of those funds for areas of development in Barbados beyond tourism.
This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.